All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Golf Balling Podcast, episode number 234. I'm here with the lovely guest of Ryan. And hello, Ryan.
How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing lovely. How are you?
I'd be better if the Packers weren't playing on Monday night, but
why is that? Oh,
that's what it is.
So Ryan's grand idea, before we get into our how we met, first off, I do want to say shout out to GM Golf, Garrett Clark. He's dating that girl that Karina, whatever, however you say her last name. I just think it's like
good for him.
It's like
I didn't realize that. I had seen the videos pop across my YouTube
of like them kissing while they're filming, and then I just
I don't even know if I watched a majority of it. I definitely turned it on, but it was Paige Spiranek and Bobby Fairways versus Karina and
Garrett, yeah.
Garrett, and I was just like, okay, why is this even happening? And I didn't even put two to two together that he could possibly be dating her, but I didn't pin him for somebody that would go after an OnlyFans star.
I remember that she does OnlyFans. I think if you're Garrett Clark in this certain situation, I think that's something you bite.
It's fine, but it's like their whole channel is don't cuss and prim and proper and kind of like, I don't know, playing to the younger community. But it's like, check out my girlfriend who shows her tits on camera. Like,
yeah, that is true. That is true. So, yeah, shout out to Garrett. Anyways, Ryan's been on the pod a couple times. I feel like it's been a long time since you've been on, and I feel like usually in the past, whenever you come on is because, you know, like Sean and Nick are busy or whatever it is. Ryan and I met like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Like 3 years ago when I was visiting my dad in the Tampa area. Do you want to say, are we cool to give the location? Southwest Florida.
Yeah. I don't
the beautiful city of Palms, I think is what they say. Fort Myers. So Nick and I drove down to Fort Myers one day to play on Sanibel Island with Ryan. We met from golf balling. And it's just crazy that like I've lived
crazy
here for
that
a
you guys
year.
Moved here. That yeah. was the craziest part was like I play golf with all sorts of people, all walks of life. You know, there's Facebook groups that my friends are part of. You know, one of my really good buddies who caddies on the LPGA tour, his name's Alex. You know, my friend down here, Wes, who you played with at Heritage Bay, all that, he's on this group called Places to Play. And he put out a message like, hey, we need a fourth for, you know, course in Naples next week. Who can join? And this guy, Alex, came in. I stay in touch with this guy. I talk to him on a, you know, biweekly, monthly basis. We chat on Facebook. It's just random how I've met people over the years. But this was certainly certainly one of those times.
It is. Oh my goodness, it's crazy. It sucks. Nick doesn't live here anymore. But Ryan, when Nick and I first moved down, we joined this Top Golf league with Ryan and his buddies, and we win that stuff so easily. It's like, what are there, four seasons or three seasons per year?
Yeah,
and I think it's three or whatever it is, and we win the first two in just embarrassing fashion to those poor plumbers who have to, you know, suffer the next day. Although plumbing is probably a very nice career. They were dicks. I guess inside joke, but we lost in the championship round.
Not to the plumbers either.
Yeah. To
what was their name?
Some fuckers who brought in a bunch of bodies, which we do the same thing of, but we were bodyless that particular
finals round.
Finals match. And so we lost in championship. And so then we have to pay for Topgolf, because if you win the league, you don't have to pay for the next entry. And so Ryan's idea, which was, you know, solid idea, is like, let's do Pop Stroke, which is this Tiger Woods mini golf on crack down here in Florida. And it has not gone as planned. And I know you're not a big league guy in Top Golf, but I do miss it.
I think honestly, the play just needed to be moving it to Tuesday nights, because Monday Night Football for you is
right. Yeah, you're right.
I don't care what way night we do it, but I think my point is valid. The most fun we had at Topgolf was the last half hour, 40 minutes when we're playing closest to the pin.
I agree, yeah.
And we're just, you know, jabbing back and forth. This makes it to where the entirety of the time, I'm just trying to take your $5.
Mm-hmm. Pop Stroke is so fun. If you have not heard of it, I'm sure they'll go all across warm weather states eventually if they haven't already. But I think, yeah, we've only done one.
As a sponsorship for your next podcast.
Oh, that'd be sweet. We got to get on. We got to hightail it down to a par fit. I just saw in my junk drawer. I saw the free stub thing that I have 1 out of 9 for.
I bought a new wallet like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And I swear, that's right. When I was cleaning it out, I go, oh, look, here's that stamp for par
fit. The last time we got it. A freaking stamp.
We went there 7 times, and then I was like, hey, now that you're here for the 8th time, we're gonna get a stamp. It's like, thanks.
But one thing I do really miss about Topgolf leagues, and Popstroke has one of the best cheeseburgers in Fort Myers, Florida. They might have it, but
food. Shout out Tranquility Plumbing.
Yeah, that's it. Tranquility Plumbing. Hell yeah. Over there.
Time out. This is the best part, because I don't think Jackson was there that day. Pretty sure I sent you a Snapchat, but these guys were not only miserable during the league, but they would just run their mouths the entire time. And I saw this guy on the driving range before a round of golf about a month ago. And I'm pretty sure it was the week before Top Golf League started. Tranquility Plumbers main guy, we'll call him the captain, was absolutely chunking golf balls into the water range at Babcock Ranch. Got a nice little video of that before we teed off. So,
yeah, I remember that. It sucks too, because they were just like dicks, and I have a feeling that they're not actually dicks in real life.
Here's the thing:
they're going to be respectful people, I would imagine.
You can't come at me saying that we're cheating if you have multiple people that unwarranted came to us and said Tranquility Plumbing is cheating. That's just not a good look. That's just not a good look.
We got to get Matt on here one day, because that was a really funny.
Why is he?
I don't know. I should have invited Matt, dude. Yeah, that's a good question. I fumbled that. Sorry, Matt. I think Matt might actually listen to the podcast on a consistent level, because I remember he's mentioned it a couple of times. Like things we've talked about on the show. So I apologize, Matt, if you're listening to this right now. I have a quick comment before you get into your golf story about just like shitty people. I posted something on, so Golf Ball on 2 today hit 10K. Thank you. And I posted something out that I found on TikTok, and it's like this mom influencer, which I think wouldn't be my life choice, but I'm not here to knock on it. And I accidentally forgot to give her credit, and she was like in the comment section like, this is ridiculous, like I did not give you permission, I did not consent to this, and you don't even tag me on it. And I'm like oh shit, and I DM her. I'm like, I am like, hello miss, I am so sorry about that, like I must have missed it, or I was busy, like this happens sometimes, like I very apologize, but if like I'm gonna give you credit on it, do you want me to keep it up in that case? And that was left on red for like the whole day. And then I went on Instagram a couple hours ago, and this lady is just like berating the shit out of me in the comment section, saying like, you keep deleting my comments. She's probably saying some mean stuff. And she still hasn't seen that DM, but the post is deleted. And what's funny about it is, I don't know why people, I've talked about this on the show sometimes, like people get so upset when they post a TikTok video, and I posted it on Golf Balling when it had 500+K, and they're just getting shit on in the comments because people are mean, and they'll say whatever, and not everybody's adjusted to handle that. And it's just like, wouldn't you think if you're like a golf company, or you're like trying to be an influencer in golf or whatever, like wouldn't you want the things you're posting online to also be posted on bigger pages online?
Yeah, if you tag her.
Yeah, yeah. But like I'm saying, in the instances where I have tagged them, I've gotten DMs saying, take this fucking down, you idiot. I don't need your help. And it's like, dude, you have like 200 followers. Like, I'm sorry, man. You post a TikTok every 2 days of you golfing. Like, I thought this is why like golf balling was golf balling. I'm trying to help out other influencer. I hate that freaking word.
I'll say this, man. The internet sucks. You're never going to please everybody.
Yeah.
The way it is. Welcome.
Also in the real world. Shout out Tranquility Plumbing. So yeah, I just felt like that was applicable.
I bet you they're listeners. Deep down, I bet you they listen.
Tranquility Plumbing?
No, but it would be fucking hilarious if they did.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that'd be.
Shout out to Cody Plumbing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 40. I'm sure
So,
we could just look this up real quick if we want to give him a real shout out.
what? Their team name?
No, I was gonna say we could just shout out their address here.
They're like, oh, because it's a company. Thank you to our first ever unofficial sponsor. Actually, we've had a ton of unofficial sponsors.
I'm just not going to do that to them today, but I
Yeah,
will.
I feel like it's probably like a very good plumbing company, which was what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure they're respectful. But
But here's the
anyways,
thing.
you bring sports and booze and girls into the equation and things are going to get dicey.
But here's the thing. You also, you hear that, tale. It's like you tell a guy's true value or his true character on a golf course.
Really? That's a thing?
Oh yeah, man.
Oh, really?
Do you know how many people I know? I mean, me included. I feel like I'm a pretty, laid back, chill guy. I can be pretty self-deprecating and like an asshole on the golf course.
So
I
you
mean,
can talk the talk, but you can't walk the walk. Because I remember one day at Fort Myers Country Club, I remember that. I remember
a lot of
something.
rounds of golf. If you want to go over the win-loss record, we certainly can. Certainly can.
I remember
No, but
somebody being a little PO that day.
it's just funny. It's just funny the way the golf brings it out of people. They could be the nicest guys in the world, like you said, but they certainly show their true colors at Topgolf.
Well, I mean, I have all these tweets freaking bookmarked about all this live drama with Alan Chipmunk writing a book or whatever.
I have a good transition. Speaking of Liv, I have to go back to the golf aspect of this podcast.
You going in 2 weeks?
No. I should, but I probably am not. But no, so we chatted earlier, and I feel like I'm going to preface with saying, pretty sure I've told you about this, but it's been so long that
Yeah, we'll see.
I kind of forgot about it. But my brother has his member guest this weekend, in which he normally will invite me and I will decline because it's a, I mean, it's like a Wednesday through Saturday. And like with my old job, it was definitely not happening. New job, next year. But guess who my brother's member guest partner is this year at the
Isn't Jason
Palisades?
Kokrak?
It's fucking Jason
Is
Gokrak.
it really?
I
Oh my
called
God.
him this afternoon. I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm on the way to the airport to pick up Jay, practice rounds tomorrow." just the best part of this story is, guess how many strokes that Jason's giving up the field at the Palisades Country Club in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Like at an 18 on an 18 hole, like just around.
Yeah, no, it's
No, because
a
I'm not
member
a.
guest event, so it's a 3-day event. They do like a best ball, a scramble, better ball or your own ball the next day. But yeah, per day, per round, guess how many strokes he's giving up on 18 holes?
I would hope the number is like 10, which is a really high number, but I know it's way higher than that, which is crazy.
No,
Oh,
no,
really? Oh, okay.
no. So
Five?
my brother's a plus one,
Wow, he's
right?
better than you. Jeez.
My brother shot a bogey-free 67 last time I was in Charlotte.
Oh,
Fuck yeah.
wow.
Yeah, no, I'm nowhere
Jeez,
close to my
dude.
brother.
Oh, because your brother tried to go pro.
My brother played with Jason Kokrak in like the Carolina tours
That's
and
right. Yeah, I
in
forgot about that.
college and whatever else. So that's how they know each other. But yeah, apparently he's had a standing invite to his member guest, and after about 7 years, he finally said yes. Now that he's on the LIV tour and doesn't have to play golf every 3 fucking weeks.
Dude, that is crazy. Oh, what's the number though?
Eight.
Eight.
Eight shots to the field. And mind you, that's eight with my brother being a plus one. So really, he's
Yeah.
getting to a plus nine.
Oh my God, dude.
Absolutely not.
So they're probably not gonna win.
My brother said
Yeah.
they're going to get hammered and have the best time. Apparently, people are already complaining. It went from 7 to 9 because there were people writing in, like, what the fuck is
Oh.
this? Like, my brother's like, we're not here to win. Like, fuck.
Dude, eight strokes is also.
Outrageous. He's like, dude, there's going to be par threes where you're going to have to make birdie or we're losing strokes.
Yeah. For sure.
Outrageous, nonetheless.
Wow.
I
That's
wish I
gonna be
could fly
a
up there, but
time.
I just got back from Vegas, so.
Yeah. Jason Kokrak's a great backup to you.
Man, the best part about Jason, and no credit taken away from him whatsoever, But God, he must have gotten paid so much by LIV because he had just won three tournaments. Like his name was hot when they went into LIV. You know, a year and a half ago, he had won the CJ Cup, something else, and then the QBE within like a year and 3 or 4 months. So he had two PGA tours and another win under his belt before they started offering out millions of dollars. And no idea what the number is, but I'm sure it was good enough for him
What
to
do you think it was? Like 10?
no, I don't think he'd do it for 10.
5? Oh, higher?
Way higher.
Oh, fuck. For Jason Kokrak, that's awesome.
Dude, you gotta think, man. They're offering Hideki like $600 million, and like Dustin Johnson's getting 150 or something like that. I
Piak
mean,
got like
if I had guessed,
5.
I was gonna say 30 to 50.
Oh my God.
Dude, I don't think anybody is getting less than like 25 million. Like, I hate to say it,
Except
but
James Piak.
what did he get?
I'm pretty sure the number was 5.
No way.
Yeah. Well, because he didn't even go to the tour. He or maybe he played like one or two. I'm pretty sure he went right from the winning the USAM, played maybe a tour or two event, and then I think he might have already like been committed to. But I mean, yeah, he had never won on the PGA Tour, and you know, college golf is not really big, so.
So he got a $3 million signing bonus. That's crazy. I wonder if Google has Jason's.
Dude, I would take that. Let me pull up this thing then, because there's a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I mean, if you're getting paid $50 million, like you got to do that. So there was an excerpt from whoever Alan Shipnuck is. He wrote a book, and apparently he has a really bad reputation potentially for lying. So a clip from this book is, despite the relaxed setting, Koepka radiated some heat when reflecting on his career change. I guess at like a LIV dinner was the rumor. "Fuck all those country club kids who talk shit about me," he said, referring to the likes of Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, and others. "You think I give a fuck what they think? You think I care what people say about me? I just had three surgeries and I'm supposed to turn down 130 million? I grew up with nothing. After signing that contract, the first person I called was my mom, and we both cried." So Brooks Koepka's mom tweets, "Just to clarify, the only time my son Brooks Koepka and I cried together was when he was born. He was testing lungs for the first time. I was glad the pregnancy ordeal was over." End of story.
That's pretty fucking good.
So I guess don't listen to everything that is coming out in this book.
Yeah,
Which,
it's
yeah.
crazy. Like the little guys, and I obviously not to call him a little guy, but like the lesser popular players, their stuff's not as easy to find. I mean, there's obviously so much in the news about the Dustin Johnsons and the Brooks Koepka and all that, but
Yeah.
it really wasn't like a, hey, here's a chart of everyone's shit. Now, I could be way off. I mean, it could be 10 million, but I just kind of know him. And he's always said to my brother, like, I'd love to retire and be able to spend time with my family. Obviously, he did this to be able to do that. It would have to be so much more of a number, I feel like,
And
to drop.
five or yeah.
Yeah, they have to be more than, I would say it would
Well,
have to be more than 20 to entice somebody like that.
because you want to set up yourself and your family, but then like at that point you want to set up, you know, your family's family,
Your
future's family.
kid.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I mean,
It's so
well,
crazy to think about. I mean, Dustin Johnson in itself, the guy made 120 million in earnings throughout his entire career, signed one piece of paper and doubled his earnings. Like,
yeah.
who's saying, there's not many people in the world that are saying no to that.
And he's still playing in the majors with the Masters win, and just obviously being in many years ago, and
I
it's
will
Dustin
say,
Johnson.
LIV has diluted my ambition to seek out golf content, whether it's watching tournaments or whatever else. I hate to say it because I like the idea of it, but it really has like diluted golf.
Yeah, that's what I saw a quote from that book of Jay Monahan saying, like, why would we? Somebody asked him, like, why don't we just, like, you know, reach a negotiation deal? And he's like, why would we reach a negotiation deal with our enemy? Like, we're at war here. You know, they're trying to, you know, like in that world, like, you're trying to, any competition is competition. You're trying to obliterate them.
Well, no, I mean, they've already been in talks about merging.
This was
Way long.
years back whenever
Yeah.
it just formed, whatever. So, yeah, obviously that's changed, but I don't like. I just can't tell anything about Liv. I hate it's so funny people saying like Bryson should have been on Team USA, and it's like I want Bryson to be on Team USA because I think he would be better than, you know, Sam Burns, but I like his three Liv wins or two Liv wins or whatever isn't the reason I want him to be in the Ryder Cup. It's because it's Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
So it sucks that I can't, you know, we can't see these guys playing. I guess, you know, Liv Chicago was like 2 weeks ago. I had no idea. I don't see anything about that on social media.
Yeah.
Liv Miami's in like 2 weeks. And it's like nobody gives a single shit except for, I guess, like 100 or 200 people who.
I don't know, man. I've seen some pictures from the events. Like, I've had friends that went to Miami and Orlando.
Well, Nick
and,
just went to Chicago. He said he had a great time.
I was going to say, I've heard it's pretty fucking sick. You know, there's music on, like, every hole. It's, like, pretty casual. Like,
said the food was good, I believe. Like, world or better.
Crazy from what I've heard as far as price goes. Like,
but I don't – have you – I've only been to a couple, like, golf events. And I recently, like, Nick and I went to the Arnie – at Bay Hill this past spring, and it's like even not even thinking of Liv. I don't know why do I need like music and stuff? I just don't really personally.
This is what I like about it, is it makes it a little more casual for you to talk. Like if you and I are walking down walking down a fairway to go see another golfer, I have a pretty fucking loud voice. I think we've talked Bryson DeChambeau fucking yelled at me at the QBE.
Did he really?
Like 3 years ago. I'm pretty sure we talked about this.
I don't think, or that slipped my memory. If so, Bryson DeChambeau yelling.
So I don't know if you've ever played the gold course at Tiburon, but the tee box from 1 to 2 is like this long bridge. Well, me and Wes were walking down that bridge. Kevin Na had a putt that I swear to God was like 9 inches. Like it was nothing. Mm-hmm. So we're walking knowing he's just going to tap that in. And me and Wes are having a conversation on the boardwalk, like I'd say 40, 50 yards away from the green. Bryson comes rolling up to the tee box on the cart because they bring you like, the players and the caddies over on a cart. And we're already across the bridge. And he's like, hey, man, you know, just FYI, Kevin still had a putt there. Your voice travels very far. And I was like, yeah, my bad. And I looked at Wes and I was like, dude, if Kevin Na missed that putt, it was not because of me.
Yeah.
Well, it was because he couldn't walk it in or he had the fucking yips. But like,
yeah, that's hilarious. Your voice was, travels so fucking loud. It's like a top two traveling voice that I can think of off the top of my head.
I certainly can't whisper worth a shit. So.
That is cool, though. Bryson DeChambeau telling you to quiet down. That sounded very respectful and not like. What was that incident? Or I might be thinking of Patrick Reed, where turn the fucking camera around or whatever. Stop jamming the keys.
No, I mean I said it nicer than it was said, but it was it was certainly like a hey bud.
Yo, dude.
Hey, pal.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
wasn't that direct? But okay.
That's cool.
Next time you see Wes, ask him. He likes to tell that story.
Okay. Bryson, my view of Bryson changed, I think, when I like graduated high school, and I think it might have been when he switched the hats or whatever it was. Yeah. When Bryson got big, he was cool, but I thought he was a little cool before that too, because especially in those playoffs, like he was running and gunning, and it's like, yeah, you know, weird scientist, like this misfit on tour, like he's kind of cool. I think he got a bad rap when he first came in because he's, you know, like seems like a preppy, you know, dude or whatever. But I've always, you know, the t-shirt we have of him with the milk, with the protein shake and the green jacket. I remember
I get my replacement for that.
You do. And you're going to be the first order if those ever come back. But I remember Nick that year went to, you know, some Florida event or whatever. And he took a video. Somebody took a video of him like walking. Bryson was walking to the next tee box, and Nick was like holding his shirt up like this, like, yo, Bryson. And Bryson like looked down and laughed or whatever, but I wonder if he like, I feel like Bryson would love that t-shirt.
I should send him that. I'll send him mine. I have a closet.
Bryson DeChambeau?
Yeah, I'll find
him. Got his Addy?
Most of the time famous people have like a P.O. box because so many people try to send them shit. I'm sure we can figure it out.
Yeah.
Pretty resourceful guy.
Nice. Tell them to you should also link the Bryson DeChambeau challenge Nick and I did on a par three with a driver on a cold Chicago spring day that was about 3 minutes long. They'll love it.
You have to link it for me.
So Lexi Thompson is playing in a PGA Tour event, and hopefully she wins it. Lexi's like the coolest girl on the LPGA Tour, and I don't think you could really argue that. Well, Nellie Korda is really cool. There's some cool girls, but
over she's under on her even breaking par from.
So like, So apparently like she's going to be playing
7,400 yards. Like I'm going over par. If we're going even, is the over under? I'm going over.
It's 7,255, but as we know, the PGA Tour will inflate it a little bit. So I would imagine it's playing around seven.
You think?
Yeah. I don't think there's a shot in hell she breaks par just because, I mean, 36 holes playing from that long.
That's not that long. Because like normal LPGA courses are like 65 to 69.
Oh, okay. So that's not too. So no. Then if it actually is playing like seven, but if it's playing like 7,255, I don't think she'll kill it. I think she'll be perfectly fine. Like I wouldn't be surprised if she shot even par, but if I had to take a guess, I would life on the line. I would imagine she goes 74, 75, 74, 73, 75, 73, something like all right. That.
Google's saying 63 to 66.
Oh, okay. But still, there have been eight LPGA Tour golfers. I think Lexi might have done this before. Yeah, she played in the QBE. Like, I know she can hang, and I know really good women golfers, even in the college level, can hang. You know, like, they're a really good LPGA Tour golfer is still, like, a really good golfer. But I think...
But they're a really good golfer. Okay, here's the thing.
But it's hard to shoot under par in general at a PGA Tour event. So I don't think she'll do it.
Okay, so hear me out. I think this is the easiest way to compare this. The same way that I'm not a long hitter, if you put me on a 6,200-yard golf course, I feel like I'm confident enough to go out there and compete with anybody we play with. Mm-hmm. Straight up, no strokes. Even Nick, I would say, put me at 6,000 yards and like.
With Nick? Yeah. Throw me 68. No, throw me. Yeah.
That's the problem. You throw me at 7,000 yards and I'm like.
Trouble starts catching up or starts getting more into play.
Yeah.
But like at the end of the day, it is still golf and you still have to hit the shots and you still have to make the putts.
That's why I forget if it was Dustin Johnson or John Rahm, some big guy. He was like, look, if you're struggling. Go up to the red tees.
Bryson does
play from the red tees and see how low you can shoot.
Yeah. I need to do that one day.
Make birdies. Yeah. See yourself rolling in putts. Like, there's a reason, like, hey, playing from a shorter distance is going to help you. But, like, for me, I'm not a long hitter. If I don't have to hit a 5-iron or a 6-iron into every green, if you give me 8 iron and under for all my shots coming into par fours, I'm going to shoot pretty fucking well.
Yeah. Okay, but you're still going over par with her at this tournament.
What do you mean?
Like, didn't you say you're taking the over?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Because of the yardage.
Oh. Okay.
What I'm saying is that what I'm saying is that the course doesn't matter if she was playing an adequate yardage. If they said, hey, everyone else is playing at 72, you're playing at 65.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I think she's okay. Got a shot, yeah. It's definitely plausible that
she's having a good round. I think she would, yeah.
Absolutely. It's the problem of you're going to be hitting fucking 5-iron to hybrid into most par fours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't looked at the card, but I mean, I could imagine if you're playing from 7,200 yards, there's not going to be a bunch of 375-yard par fours.
Yeah.
They're going to be 425 to 450.
I think, like, even if it was playing 69 to, like, even be very generous, like, if it was playing 6,900, like, I still think. I mean, you still have to be on. I mean, it's still under par we're talking about.
Agreed.
Like, so I just saw that before we did the show, I was like looking at the eight LPGA Tour golfers who have done this before or the nine or whatever it is. And
Annika.
Not very good. Yeah. But not bad. Like, I think Annika was one of the best. I think she missed the cut by like four, I think, whatever it was.
What was the cut? Was she under par or no?
I think she was like 71, 72. Something like that. So I think she was under par
on a men's tee PGA course is impressive.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Anything 75 and below, I mean, it's probably just going to be impressive in general, some of this stuff, but
She also could shoot 83. That's the fucking problem.
yeah, she could shoot 83 and she could have like the worst, she could be having a horrible round playing and it's windy and rainy.
Can we get odds on like a 84 DQ after day one or
No
84
way she
DQ?
DQs. There's no
Not
way. It's
DQ.
Lexi
No.
Thompson.
Withdraw. 84 withdraw.
She's not withdrawing, dude. She's Lexi Thompson. I think if Lexi Thompson shot 84 on Thursday, I think she'd shoot. I would bet the house she shoots between 72 and 75 the next day.
We can have that conversation because 84 is definitely in play.
Okay. And I was talking about your house because I don't have a house. So that's what's at stake here. And then
Shit.
we, outside of that, with the Liv drama and Lexi Thompson, I got Ryder Cup. I know you didn't watch it much for, because of out of townness. I hate to say it, I was so right. If you listen to the pod, the preview pod, I apologize, America. I was rooting for it. I'm just so convinced that USA does not have a dog. And what's crazy to me is like it kind of seems like it could be Patrick Cantlie. Like if Patrick Cantlie's like my dude, like Scottie Scheffler's, I'm not saying he's softer than a tissue, but you know I've had those whole rants about crying to his wife saying I don't know if I can do it. He doesn't have that dog, you know. And if Brooks Koepka's my dog 5 years ago, okay, right now, even though he had a great year, I don't think it's enough against Rahm and Rory. I came back home one night and I watched what was it like the 9-7 victory, the biggest Ryder Cup. Whenever it was like Aberg and Hovland on Scotty and whoever it was, I'm like, I hate
Here's the
being this
thing.
right.
We did the same thing when they were on US soil. You realize that they
Just
still.
routed them.
Yes.
Europe or you like America routed Europe. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah,
What I'm saying is that we do the same thing to them on American soil. So it's hard to be like, oh, 2 years later, like USA's done.
No.
I guarantee you we're having the same conversation in 2 years. And it's like USA's doing the same. It's always been that way. Like,
Think the
I can't.
last one was 90s in the 90s
When someone
that
else is one on
poison.
someone else's soil.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, it's literally an atmosphere thing and the fact that these people grew up playing that kind of golf.
Yeah.
They're picking courses that, like, it sets up for the USA team when it's here. It sets up for, Europe when it's over there.
I think that's the way it should be. I know there was a lot of backlash this week about people saying, some outside, some third party should come in and set these places up. And it's like, you don't go to an NFL game and be like, hey guys, like I know this is like the conference championship, but we're gonna have something up here. The noise level, like it can't go above 50.
Yeah,
Otherwise, your
you
team's
can't do
gonna
that.
get, a penalty
You
or
can't
whatever.
do
It's
that.
like,
But I'm with you there.
that's home
There's
field. And what do you mean? Like, that's the point of home field advantage. Like, this is, it's an advantage. So, I think USA has really, really good golfers. And I agree. Like, in where is it? Beth Page. Like, I'm sure USA is gonna maybe not stint like point wise smoke them because that's, we'll see 2 years from now, but I'm sure USA will win. So
Where are they
it is
playing in 2025?
Beth Page.
Is that where it is?
Yeah. So that should be fun. I had a lot of fun watching the Ryder Cup, even though the times were so annoying. Matt and I were trying to watch it like Saturday morning at 1:30 a.m. I think tonight's gonna be the night I get my sleep schedule fixed because I was staying up till probably 4, 5 a.m. and then going to bed, but then waking up for like 9 a.m. And so it's like 4 days of like, so I know a lot of golfers, a lot of Ryder Cup fans are feeling the same way. So hopefully we can, by the weekend, be good to go.
Yeah, and I was in Vegas, which was the worst. 'Cause I mean, getting up early and like catching the end of the first few matches and getting most of the later matches would have been fine. But I mean, they were teeing off at like 1:50 a.m. local time. And it's like, it's just not doable.
Yeah.
There was no watching. And then
And
obviously in
then
the mornings, I was tied up, but.
like the weekend was like 1:30 start time. That's 10:30 for you. So you could catch a couple of it, but I mean, there were
I hate to say
mornings.
I had it be even being in Vegas, I had stuff early to do in the morning, every morning.
Yeah.
Minus Saturday, we play golf, but
Well, since you're not European, I guess you benefited. They almost came back. There was a glimmer where America was winning matches and the big dogs were done.
What do you think about Ricky's concession putt? I think it's
well, so I thought it was ridiculous because I'm watching this dude. I'm like, even if that's a 3-footer, why the hell are you giving it to him? And then I saw a different angle and I'm like, oh, that's like a 6-foot putt or 6-inch putt.
It was literally a foot and a half. It was like a foot and a half.
It was
like,
a gimme.
It was a, first of all, I think out of respect, all they needed was a half a point. You had four matches behind you and two of them were winning handily. Like,
what do you really call it? It's more of the angle on the the first angle on the broadcast that looked, because I tweeted something out. I was like, and I sent something in our group chat. I was like, what? Like, that looked like it was a 3-foot putt. Like, I get it. You want to be respectful and all that. But, like, a 3-foot putt, if you give it to him, you lose automatically. Like, at least just have him tap it in. And then I saw the backwards angle. I'm like, oh, that's sick. That's okay.
You know what also it could be? I hate to say this because it's kind of like a, you know, a slight to them that they don't get to make the putt and have the celebration.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost just like, hey, fuck you. Pick it up, losing. Like, I'd have kind of done the same thing.
I like that a lot.
I hate to say you give up, but it's like, don't give them the excitement of having the putt you can roll in.
Okay, I like that a lot. Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing I could think of as to like his reasoning, but at the same time, be a realist. Call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. They weren't fucking winning at that point. That did not hinder the outcome of the Ryder Cup whatsoever. Yeah. People that say that are take off their tinfoil hat, buddy.
Look, enjoy your win. Respect the win, but I don't want to see it. You know, also still fuck you, so just pick it up. Like, you can't have, what is that saying where you can have your blank, but you can't eat it too, or
have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, you can have your cake, but you can't eat it right now. You can't have that piece, the corner piece. That's our piece. It's a little nibble, but and it's stale.
The corner's the best.
So I was at my parents', my dad's, they had like a little outing and there was a fresh plate of brownies. Nobody had touched it. The night had been going on for like 5 nights. I took a corner immediately, obviously. I got some comments. You know what really pissed me off? Pissed off's the wrong word. It had nuts in it. And I just feel like if you're going to make brownies with nuts in it,
you should tell somebody.
It's tough because it was the first thing and you could tell like if it wasn't the first slice. Like I just felt like I got... You know, Jip, like, I wouldn't have eaten this if it had nuts.
That's
I sound like a cock, but
no. I'll tell you what. It's half the reason I married Catherine is that she likes the inside of the brownie.
Oh, really? Nice.
And I like the edge. And it's a perfect, perfect match.
Well, they don't do typical pub tavern pizza like they do in Chicago. But if you got, you know, would she?
Yeah,
squared it
for sure. Middle,
she run in the mids, nice.
Yeah, for sure. And it's on like most stuff, like anything that's baked like that. For whatever reason, she likes the filling. But I mean, the crust is the best part of a brownie. The outside is the best part of a brownie.
Yeah, I'm thinking a lemon bar too.
You can have all the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fine.
The yin to the yang. It's beautiful.
You ain't wrong. You had something you saw on Twitter before we went.
I couldn't find it. I thought I had the guy's post, but I couldn't find it. It might be on my phone if I didn't scroll away, but.
You literally were like, yeah, I'm saving this.
It was a hypothetical and it was like two paragraphs. And at the time I was like, I'm not reading this. And I know who this Twitter account is. And then I was trying to find it. I was like, oh, I did not know this Twitter account. It's not in the screenshots, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little paranoid because I've played golf in like a month. And
well, get ready because I talked to Rob and he's off Sunday, I think. So there's a good chance we take a little trip out to the island.
Golf on Sunday is tough, man.
Look, man, if you want, look, I'll tell you this right now. Sundays on the island are not going to be around much more now that the old.
I know. This would probably be the last of the year.
This might be one of the last of the year, so just keep that in mind when I give you a call tomorrow or Friday.
And I have a feeling it's going to be a friendly I'm looking at the games. I have a feeling it's going to be a friendly early morning tee time or earlier than
you know. I would say before 9:30. Yeah.
So cool. But all right, I guess I gotta hit the range.
Rob said he's playing good. You haven't played for a month, so we'll bring Matt and
I need to really get going. I was thinking about that today at the gym. I was like, oh shoot, what if we golf this weekend? Fuck.
The good news is Matt went to his brother's wedding last weekend, didn't take his golf clubs. And I'm assuming if y'all didn't have planned.
I saw Matt on Friday night for a little bit and he played. I think he used his brother's clubs or he used a set of the club or whatever. I know he played though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Maybe. Can't remember the score. I think it was a good score.
With some like of those clubs, it's not good.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. And a range must be hit, but.
Oh, yeah. That's on you, though, man. You're the one that doesn't want to wake up early.
To go to the range?
Well, I meant before the round.
Oh.
I thought
I wake up at normal times most days. The reason I don't go to the range every day anymore, or most days anymore, is because I don't live across the street from it. I have to take freaking Colonial Ave or whatever that piece of crap road is that maybe hopefully one person knows what I'm talking about. You ask anybody who's ever lived in Fort Myers and be like, yeah, thoughts on Colonial Road, and be like, that place turned into a shithole.
41 is worse.
Yeah, and I got to take 41 to Colonial to get to the goddamn golf range. It's a 25-minute drive.
Road.
If I want to go to the range, it's a two-hour thing.
You're just lucky that you have an area that's – you're better off now because you have less traffic, but you also you have more around you for sure.
I ask like a service worker or just like a local at a bar or whatever, like it's about to ramp up here. They're going to be like, you're going to hate that you wished lived on 41. Like, awesome. Perfect.
Well, here's the thing. You work from home, so it's not like you're –
yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah.
Okay, don't go to the grocery store at 8 a.m. or 4. Like,
yeah. Like I told you, I'm going to go to Chipotle at 8. I don't like going to Chipotle before 8. I don't have a left mirror on my car. I'm not trying to deal with cars on the road. Yeah.
You still have...
I have to go to the dealership, man. I got to take 41 to Colonial Pride and go to the goddamn dealership.
That was like a month ago. That was Sanctuary Day.
I know. I've been preparing. I've driven through so many sheriffs have just been behind me. Like, I'm thinking, I'm like praying, like, fuck, please no, please no.
And you're having your back seat, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. It would just fell off. Like, you're never
going to. I know, that's what I, but it's getting to that point. It's getting to the point where it's like a month and it's like a cop be like,
I saw this last
I've
week.
Seen this before. Like,
yeah,
sure. This isn't a big town. Every other car has their left mirror on it. I know I've seen this before. I'll just say I got it replaced and it didn't take.
Yeah. Just get a bottle of like Gorilla Glue and be like, look, it just didn't work.
Well, I've got the duct tape on the passenger seat with the tape prepared. On the mirror. So I'm like, yes.
Prepared.
Sorry, officer, it keeps falling. But it's also just a cop. I'm not 18 and, you know, a little high and be like, oh, God. So one quick fun story. I was driving when I dropped out of college back home and I was on the phone. It was about 2 a.m. and a cop somehow saw me on the phone and was like, who are you on the phone with? And I lied. And the guy was like, let's see it. It's like. I remember like going to my messages and scrolling like, I remember like going to the phone tab and scrolling like so far. He's like, no, let me see that. I was like 18. I would not accept it. That would be like on my phone. Like, yeah, I was on my phone. What the fuck you? Like I had to take, somebody called me. I wouldn't say that. But, like,
unfortunately, some states have a no phone policy. So.
Most states have a no phone policy, but I would be a nice person. I'd be like, yes, officer, I'm sorry. I wouldn't say, hey, I'm on the phone with my grandma at 2 a.m. on a Monday night because I'm coming back from the gym. So I dropped out of college. Like, you know, it's just, yeah, just fun cop story.
Knock on wood. Haven't been pulled over in a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got pulled over maybe a year ago and got let go, which was nice.
Nice.
I used to get pulled over all the time.
Speeding or phone?
No, just fucking stupid shit, man.
You didn't stop at that thing for 3 seconds.
Signal, not stopping, rolling through something. It's made me want to get a dash cam, but it's like I'm not going to be one of those guys who just has a dash cam rolling at all times. I just I feel like I'm a pretty inconspicuous fella. Like, I'm not here.
Hey, sir, your left, or say, sorry, sir, you're being recorded right now on my dash cam. You'd be like, yeah, I am too. I'm recording you. He's like, yeah, your left mirror fell out. I just wanted to let you know. I had to legally tell you that.
I would hope not. I try to keep my mirrors intact.
Yeah, I wish I was you, man. In that regard, for sure. I've talked cops for about 5 minutes, and that's usually when I think Sean gives the. Where's that phone at? We're getting you a horoscope, Ryan.
I was literally going to say that's usually when the horoscopes come out. And then we're off to the races.
The Cosmo last episode was just an absolute mess. So hopefully this is fixed. And
there's got to be a horoscope app that truly believes in the last 3 minutes of your podcast.
Right?
There's got to be one that just truly believes in this last podcast.
What we did last episode was I did the paper, but I was in a different location. I didn't get the paper this week, but I'll pull up yours and we can just do yours.
Yeah.
So your birthday just happened. Happy birthday. Are you a Libra then? Or was it?
I think it's Sagittarius. September 19th?
Oh, yeah. You just. No, Sagittarius is November 22nd to December 21st.
Yeah, that shows you how much I care.
Wait, your birthday is September 22nd?
19th.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, you're a Virgo. Wow. Virgo. That's crazy. You're a Virgo?
I guess so, Jackson, to be honest with you.
There's no way. I'm going to text Nick after this. Be like, there's no way. I think Nick – I don't know anything about these other than Leo's. All right. Internalized negative I guess you guys are good readers and articulate with wide vocabs. Internalized negativity messing with your self-esteem ? Don't take the bait. Yeah, keep that in mind for Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. More so Saturday, but
what's Saturday?
I'm more of a college guy, man. We almost beat Georgia last week.
Oh, I was talking about golf.
Yeah, that's fine. That too.
Yeah.
I know you're more worried about the NFL than
Well, Notre Dame lost in a ridiculous fashion to Ohio State. Oh, it's just like really like and especially your stupid Braves were like, hey, like I'm the Atlanta Braves. There's 48 million brooms that we've acquired in the last three MLB seasons. Let's add another.
Yeah. The extra innings win with Cunha getting 47. Yeah.
It's just bullshit. I think you did it. You won in like extras twice, or there was a ninth inning comeback or whatever. And it just, the Cubs sucked all of September. And now I got to watch the stupid Marlins play playoff baseball. I was at a Marlins game 1 month ago and there were 1,500 people in those stands. And they were playing the Dodgers. All of them were Dodgers fans.
That's tough.
Yeah.
The good news is I actually just looked up. We have a bye week, so I get to have a stress-free Saturday.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Playing old corkscrew with the client.
Nice.
Pretty stoked about that. We need to get you out there.
Yeah.
That is by far and above the hardest golf course in this area.
Got to get a connect.
No. It's public. It's just expensive.
Oh. You're talking like 300 plus?
No, it's like 160 right now. It goes to 300 in season.
In the season.
That's why I say we got to get you out there while it's still like – when it gets nice, end of the month, before they raise rates, it's like $90 for an afternoon round. But yeah, definitely before the snowbirds come back, because it doesn't warrant $300, but it's a nice golf course.
Cool. We'll do a live episode on the patio.
When that you know what comes. We're gonna do a live
we'll
episode.
Fly Nick down.
You know what we're going to do is a live episode of my neighbor's
It's a great idea, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I mean, could you imagine just a live sim session, 9-hole podcast?
It might be annoyingly loud when the golf balls hit. Depending on...
Talk to your editor about that.
Well, I'm the editor, and I haven't edited a podcast since the fucking Nick's idiot friend comes on in here talking his shit.
Wait, what?
Nick had a buddy on and he told a story of a buddy. And I think the buddy was like, yeah, no, get that out of there. And I was like, I'm not editing this whole freaking thing. You're fuck that. So I just deleted it. And this was like 2 years ago for some major. So
what you're saying is you actually have not ever edited a podcast. You deleted one because it was requested to be edited.
Oh, I had to. I edited the podcast like recently in the last, like in this past summer, because Sean, I was like going and finding, you know, the paper or whatever it was. And Sean said something and he texted me. He was like, can we get rid of that? I was like, oh, fucking sure. And so I had to do it on YouTube and iMovie or in this, but I have the date here because it's, never mind. I thought I had the date here. Anyways, doesn't matter. Rambling. Go Ramblers. Good basketball season coming up, hopefully.
Pearl jamming.
What?
Bruce Pearl, man. Auburn basketball. Producing stars what? Since 2018.
How many Final Four appearances have you had? Oh, you probably have had one.
One, yeah. Against Virginia. We got fucking gypped. 2019. It was the biggest bullshit. And we were going to go back in 2020. We were going to go back in 2020, and then COVID happened. They canceled the whole fucking tournament.
Wait, what's you know what? Loyola and Auburn, were they in the same one? Or no, that's 2018. Never mind. The year before. It was my freshman year. So it was 2018 spring.
Yeah.
Fucking Coach K getting rid of COVID season. Fuck you. And I'm a Duke fan. Come on.
Yeah, and then the next year, 2021, I'm pretty sure we self-imposed a ban on the playoffs because we had some bullshit going on with an assistant coach.
Mm.
But then, I mean, dude, we brought back some stars.
Like Jabari Smith Jr. Oh, and let's go Rockets. We got basketball starting up again. Let's go Blackhawks. Got hockey starting up again. Go Packers, Monday Night Football. That's your week in sports. And I guess baseball playoffs are going on, but the Braves will probably just win it. So.
I'm going to hope so, man. I went my entire childhood with one World Series and probably,
poor baby.
Probably 18 pennant wins.
Oh, that does suck.
And some of the best pitching staff of the 90s ever saw.
Yeah.
Being able to see some of that live makes me feel real fucking old, but it's nice to see him back doing it with the bat this time, doing it with the offense. Feels nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, dude, if Acuna doesn't have the biggest contract in baseball already, he fucking will next year or when his contract's up.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
It is for everyone else, but I love it.
Well, I'm happy for him. I just – any other game, like literally any other game. Or, like, he can do that. Just don't, like, end up scoring. Like, if he had done that and then, you know, the next guy strikes out, it's like, awesome, man. Congrats. You're a phenomenal baseball player.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So that is it for the Golf Balling podcast, folks. If you're listening on Apple, Spotify, and you have an extra moment of your time, and you could give us a rating or a review, but a rating actually like goes a really long way. I know we asked for a lot of reviews, but like a rating would be really helpful. But a review because of the whole Ryder Cup thing from a long time ago would also be great. I obviously take responsibility for that, but more insider niche jokes. So yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you, Ryan, for coming on here and talking golf. And
thank you, Tranquility Plumbing.
Yep.